From Washington, this is VOA News. New sanctions announced against North Korea and an end to Ebola in 2015 reportedly may be within reach. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. New sanctions have been announced against North Korea by the United States. President Barack Obama's executive order says the new sanctions, quote, are a response to the government of North Korea's ongoing provocative, destabilizing and repressive actions and policies, particularly its destructive and coercive cyber-related actions, unquote. This is all in the wake of the cyber attack on Sony Pictures Entertainment late last year. The new sanctions take aim on 3 entities and 10 individuals. The outgoing head of the United Nations mission to combat Ebola says the worst outbreak of the disease can be ended this year. Friday in Accra, Ghana, Anthony Bradbury made his final address as the head of the UN mission for Ebola emergency response.
I believe we will do it in 2015. I believe we'll end Ebola in 2015. And we're going to do it by working very closely, not just with the governments of the countries, but the communities.
Bradbury discussed significant progress in fighting Ebola, but added the crisis is far from over. A veteran humanitarian official, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, will take over leadership of the UN Ebola Response Mission on Saturday. It's the second time this week Italian authorities now have taken control of another cargo ship carrying hundreds of migrants abandoned at sea by its crew off southern Italy. The European Commission said Friday that the fight against smuggling will be a top priority in its comprehensive approach to migration for 2015. Wednesday, Italian sailors intercepted the Moldovan-registered Blue Sky cargo ship. This is VOA News. Indonesian officials say 30 bodies have been retrieved from the area of the wreckage from the crashed Air Asia passenger jet after more than a dozen were recovered Friday, many of them by a U.S. Navy ship. The Airbus A320 was carrying 162 passengers and crew when it disappeared from radar Sunday. Bad weather continues to hamper the search for the main wreckage, preventing divers from descending 30 to 50 meters to the ocean floor to look for a large dark object detected by sonar. The Palestinians Friday submitted documents to the United Nations to join the International Criminal Court. That action will enable them to seek war crimes against Israel. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas signed the documents after the UN Security Council rejected a resolution earlier this week, setting a 3-year deadline for the establishment of a Palestinian state on lands occupied by Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened unspecified retaliation for the Palestinians' request to join the ICC. The chairman of the Economics Association of Zambia says his group is working with political parties to plan a presidential debate before the January 20th election, after a previously scheduled one was canceled. Isaac Gnoma said his organization is committed to providing Zambian voters the opportunity to hear from the candidates. Gnoma said the initially scheduled debate was beset with challenges after the Zambia Broadcasting Corporation, a state broadcaster, decided not to broadcast the debate live on both of its television and radio stations. Gnoma said, however, the debate should not have been called off after the parties pledged their support. Italian investigators have recovered the black box from the Norman Atlantic ferry moored in the port of Brindisi after a fatal fire at sea Sunday. At least 11 people were killed there. Plans now are underway to search the ferry for more bodies and clues into what might have caused the onboard fire. Kenya's high court has suspended key parts of a new national security law signed by President Uhuru Kenyatta, pending a full examination of the legislation. Gabe Josselo has a report.
Opposition lawmakers and the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights brought the challenge against the law to the High Court. KNCHR Commissioner Suzanne Shatika Chivusia told VOA some of the provisions were oppressive and in violation of the Constitution. Chivusia says the law was approved without enough public input or time for lawmakers to debate. Gabe Josselo, Nairobi.
After signing the legislation earlier, President Kenyatta said the law gives the country some of the tools it needs to fight terrorism. Stocks, the Dow and the S&P 500 were down. The NASDAQ finished up on Friday in the U.S. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.